This is Over Coffee, Dot Cannon with you. You know, I keep talking about Valentine's Day, but February is also Black History Month. It's hard to believe that this time 50 years ago, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 had just passed the House of Representatives and come before the Senate. It would become law July 2nd, 1964. And all this month, PCC's Ujima program and our Black Student Association are sponsoring a celebration of African American heritage at PCC. You're invited. Join me right now, Jonathan Reed, Public Relations Commissioner for PCC's Ujima program. Jonathan, it's great to have you back.
It's so great. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back and have my afternoon coffee.
Let's hope that it's something you very much enjoy.
Yes.
I would love to know about some of the special events in which you're participating as part of Ujima.
Yes. Well, actually, last week on Thursday, I can't think of what date that was, but last week on Thursday, we had the African drummers slash dancers come and just give us a presentation in the middle of the quad, and it was just so good, so energetic, so lively, and they just instilled so much in us. And that's always a good time. And they always come and just leave us smiling and just give us a sense of just, I mean, just pride and in African culture and dance and art. Also today, I was in a presentation with Dr. Elijah Anderson in the Creveling Lounge, which started at noon. And he's a sociologist and very prestigious man, very influential, very just knowledgeable. And he just talked a lot about just the sociology of African-Americans in ghettos, as it were, and how that affects and plays out in society and things of that nature. And it was just very informative, and I was glad to attend.
What were some of the points that he made?
He talked about three scenarios within the Black community about racial profiling. One that I remember specifically was about a boy who was standing in front of his law school that he attended, and a cop just came out of nowhere and just profiled him. And the young African-American male had a cell phone in his hand, and the cop presumed that it was a gun, and he kept telling, no, it's just a cell phone, it's a cell phone, and I'm at the law school, I'm just coming from law school. And, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, no matter, you know, who you are as an African-American person and what status and what you're trying to achieve, and he just talked about how it's always going to be presumed that you're less than, and just the profiling. I mean, we're still in the same, you know, situation. It's just a different form today. So that was very inspiring.
That's also very chilling.
Yeah, it is. It is.
What can be done about something like that? You as an artist are going to address that probably in your upcoming future career.
Well, you know what? I think that the main thing about stuff like that and how we can move away from stuff like that is just something like what we did today, just educating people and letting them know that, you know, there are things like this still going on. And, you know, I mean, Wyanne Vaughn, who's also an Ujima counselor, says teacher here, she's what I like to call an edutainer. And she talked about other edutainers like Kendrick Lamar, Tupac, and, you know, N.W.A. and all these other great hip hop artists that not only entertained, but it was an awakening to the social and political battle that they were facing every day as African Americans. You know, that's what birthed hip hop, you know, the struggle. And, you know, it was an outcry. That's what hip hop was. So I think it's important that we get back to that. You know, me as an artist and addressing issues like that, I mean, I applaud and uplift Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole and people like that who talk about things like that and the struggles they've been through in the ghetto and just things of that nature. So I think it's about educating the people.
When you mention hip-hop, I understand there's going to be a hip-hop event coming up this month.
Yes, BSA actually is having their hip-hop roundtable, which I will be a part of. I'm going to sing. It's going to be off the hook. And that is February 24th in the Creveling Lounge from noon to 3 p.m.
You're going to sing, which is going to be a definite attraction, but can you also give me a general look at what's going to happen for anybody that comes in? What's going to be going on?
Well, I mean, anybody who wants to come in and entertain, they can. If you want to rap, if you want to do a poem, if you want to sing, I mean, it's not limited to just hip-hop. It's just entertainment. It's free. You come in, and it's going to be food, and it's just about, I mean, sharing our art and letting it speak, you know, pertaining to whatever it is, whether it's Black history. And I know that the piece I'm definitely going to do is going to it's going to express what I feel about, you know, my people and about us coming together and things of that nature. So I'm excited about it. It's always exciting to come and entertain.
Tell me a little bit more about the piece you'll be performing.
Well, I'm going to do a song. It's kind of weird. It's by Beyonce off her new album. It's called Superpower. Now, when you listen to the song, the initial reaction is that she's talking about two people being in love and how when those two people, well, her and her husband, Jay-Z, obviously, it's a superpower. There's nothing like, it's one thing for me to hold my two palms in my hand, but to hold yours, it feels different. And when I listen to that song, I think about, I kind of stretch the meeting. I think about when anybody, whether it's a family member, a friend, or a group of people coming together to do something, it's nothing like, it's almost cliche, but it's like we're stronger together than when we're apart. So when I sing that song, all that resonates, I feel through me, and it gives me, that's what I get from the song. So
that is a beautiful sentiment, too.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it. I'm really excited.
Suppose a musician is listening to us right now and saying, am I too late to be a part of this? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, what they do is they have to get in touch with Robert Gordon, who is the president of BSA. Robert Gordon, he's always around on campus. All you would really have to do was go up to the student center and, yeah, right there in the lounge, and you can just go find out where he is located as far as his club, and just locate him, and Robert Gordon. Yeah, definitely. Talk to Robert Gordon, president of BSA.
All right, so we'll probably have a number of people that want to check that out.
Definitely, definitely.
What are some of the other events for African American History Month?
Well, actually, this Saturday, the 15th, I believe, yes, the 15th, is the Black History Parade in Pasadena that Ujima will be marching in, which I'm so excited about. I'm so excited. We marched last year for the first time, and it was huge. I mean, it happens every year, and we'll be marching down Fair Oaks, all the way down Fair Oaks to Washington Avenue, right down there by King's Villages to right, where we stop at is Jackie Robinson Park. So, I just encourage everybody to come out and attend. You know, Ujima, it's such a stand, it's such a profound thing that for us to march in and the community looking at us with such hope and such just admiration. I'm excited about it. I'm excited.
This sounds incredible. What goes through your head when you're out there marching in that parade?
It's great. Like, I mean, just to be, especially in the community that I live in with, you know, there's a lot of crime and a lot of different things that go on, gang violence and things of that nature. And just to show other African-Americans and people in my community that, you know, we're out here, we're doing this, we're in school and we're representing for, you know, our people and we're doing something better. It just helps me and it reminds me and it humbles me knowing that, you know, I can really go out here and make a difference. And it's just crazy. And so I always see all my folks, all my family on down the street and we're walking and like everybody's waving at me. I'm like, oh, God, I. It's fun.
In terms of making a difference, you know, we're all part of history. Mm-hmm. 50 years from today, what do you really want people to say, well, great-grandfather Jonathan did this or that? How do you want to have made a difference?
Well, I think it starts right now. I'm making a difference right now by being in school. You know what I'm saying? Statistically, I'm not supposed to be here. So I think that's a good step right there. That's a first step. And I want people to know, you know, that I was a good person, that I was a Black man who got my degree, who stuck with it, who didn't give up, you know, like many people before who faced even harder challenges, I would say, maybe not harder, but different challenges than I did, you know, that paved the way for me to be able to get my education, you know, freely, you know, and not having to struggle just to get education. So, I mean, I just want people to know that I persevered. You know, I got my degree, I got out of school, I stuck with it, and I did not become the statistic that, you know, that failed and, you know, I stuck with it. So
do I have my statistics right? When you said statistics, I'm not supposed to be here. Do those statistics say you're more likely to be imprisoned than in college? Is that right?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Statistically, more Black men are in prison than are in schools, you know, and it's unfortunate when I think about it. And it's really another version of slavery. There's a lot entailed in that comment, but it's really another version of slavery, and it's so sad to me, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What can be done for young men that are listening to this and say, well, I really can't do it. I don't have the grades.
You know what? I think I think mentorship is one of the first steps, you know what I'm saying, for somebody to come out in the community and to be able to say, you know, you can do it, you can do this, you don't have to succumb to this. I mean, you just have to look inside yourself and just grasp and just know that, you know what, I can do this. I don't have to become a statistic. You know, I can break that chain. You know what I'm saying? And this goes for brown students as well. You know, I mean, African Americans and brown students, we face similar and still face similar, you know, challenges. So I just encourage everyone to look to the past and see where we came from and continue to push that forward and propel that. So that's what I say.
As we wrap up here, Jonathan, what have we failed to tell people about Black History Month that you'd really love them to know about? Any upcoming events or any messages you would love them to get about this?
Well, there is the Kings and Queens Ball, the celebration of Black and Brown success, February 28th in the Creveling Lounge at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And everyone is involved to invited to come out and celebrate, you know, Black History Month. That'll be the last event on the Black History calendar for PCC. And let's go out with a bang, you know, I mean, and just have a good time celebrating, you know, Black history.
Jonathan, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Let's also give really quick how people can find out more about all these special events.
There's a flyer around that says a celebration of African American heritage. If you want to go to the Student Resource Center, they always have a lot of flyers and different postcards up about, you know, different events, and just go tap into it and go look and go see what's going on.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.